Our text for today is Colossians. Today we think that one gets the God that he desires. You've heard this before. In the end, everybody gets what they believe, the heaven they believe or the hell. Or, that's the way you think of God, but I see him or her differently. Or, you may believe that church is the place where you go to receive God's ministration. I think that it's where we go to praise God and feel good in that praise. We heard in our text today, even, that St. Paul encountered the altar to the unknown God, and that is what we want above all else today, an unknown God. I tell you the truth, you do get the God you want. Either you will have Deus absconditus or Deus revelatus, the God of law and wrath, or the God of mercy and grace. Our text, for he is the image of God the unseen, firstborn of all creation, that in him is created all the heavens and all on the earth, the seen and the unseen. Christ is the icon of God. It is in and through Jesus of Nazareth that we can see and know God. He is not some pathetic 5x10 glossy, but in Christ is the very essence and being of God made known to us. We see God's heart in Christ. To be sure, there is still much that we don't know, but it matters not one jot for our life and faith. For Christ is active in all creation. There is not one thing that is made that was not made by him and for him. And we know that he is Lord of all. His power is all-encompassing. He is not some mere creature, but the ruler and creator of all. To see the man Jesus is to see God, even as John has testified. For outside of the incarnation, we do not find the heart of God, but we find his anger and wrath. Outside of Christ, God is hidden in utter holiness and righteousness. Do you dare to seek this God who wants you not? Would anyone chase after him who does not want to be found? Who cares to have a wrathful God? And St. Paul says in our text, for it pleased the Father that in him all the fullness should dwell, and by him to reconcile all things to himself, by him whether things on earth or things in heaven, having made peace through the blood of his cross. Christ reveals the heart of God not only in his person, his two natures, but also in his work. Our Savior became man not merely to reveal the unseen God, but to reconcile God and man. He became, as the writer of Hebrews said, our high priest. He took on flesh and blood. He filled them with the fullness of deity. And this for us. The image of God, Christ, became the image of man. In him, divinity and humanity are filled, joined, and then sacrificed. For Christ shed his blood to restore our image, the broken relationship between us and God. He poured out the very essence of his life to appease that wrathful, scornful, hidden God whom we had provoked with our prattling, prodding, and poking. He died, the perfect picture image of you and me. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him, male and female. He created them. And we destroyed that image. We shattered the mirror and hacked the painting to pieces. With our thoughts, words, and deeds, we take a knife to the image of God in us. Each and every time we lie, we slash. Our envy cuts away at the image Our pettiness gashes it. We inherited but a tattered remnant and have added to its demise. And in our arrogance, we pick up a brush. We count ourselves masters capable of restoring the image. By our piety and faith, our zeal and our love, our drive and our efforts, we will reconcile God and man. We know our faults, and we'll work on them. We know the sins of others oh too well, and we'll point them out to them. We will paint the image anew. It doesn't matter if we don't know the Chalcedonian adjectives or the nature of the hypostatic union. It means nothing if we don't remember perichoresis or all of biblical Christology. We know Jesus. We know him in our way and according to our picture. We paint him for ourselves the way we want him. But that, my friends, is to look for the hidden God. There is only the revealed Christ or the hidden God. We can't mix them. We can't change them. We can only learn and believe. And we learn from St. Paul, Romans 6. Do you not know that as many of us as were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? Therefore we were buried with him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. Oh, what a blessed exchange St. Paul holds before us. Christ, who in our text is called the firstborn of the dead, the first in all things, takes our tattered, destroyed image and puts his over ours. We were buried with him and raised with him through our baptism. Our sins are forgiven. Our slashing and painting over of the image have been covered by the image that Christ has given to us in that act of God. And it is to that baptism that we now flee. We flee from the hidden God whose wrath we have provoked to the revealed God in Christ. We hide behind the image of Christ, who is pleasing to God, whose life was perfect and whose death was sufficient to reconcile us with the Father. Now we remember the washing of water and word. Now that perfect picture comes over us again and makes us anew. This is our life, that we ever turn to that blessed exchange. For our knowledge is imperfect, our impulse is false, but Christ makes us anew. He is the master who paints over our sins with the blood that he shed on the cross, his holy, innocent suffering and death. For the heart of God is ours, and we are his. He is risen, so we shall rise and walk in newness of life. You do have the God you want. In Christ, and through his perfect life, we have a merciful God. This is not some unknown God. This is our God, our head and our image, Christ Jesus. Amen.